March 21st is the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. And to mark the occasion, organisers from Opona, a non-profit NGO, have helped put together an exhibition, screening and concert to take place on Wednesday afternoon and evening at Prague's Lucerna Palace. Several notable Czech artists, including Ester Kočičková, Xindl X and the Tap Tap, are taking part. Jan Wellinger has the details.
In parts of the Czech Republic, racism remains a difficult and persistent problem, most recently in the Šluknov area in northern Bohemia, where anti-Roma rallies were organized with alarming regularity last autumn by right-wing extremists. As a result, a recent study published by experts at Masaryk University found rhetoric usually used by neo-Nazis was finding greater currency among some residents, including local politicians. To send a signal against hatred and intolerance on March 21st, Opona has put together a number of events at Prague's Lucerna Theatre, Café and Music Bar just off of Wenceslas Square. These include an exhibition, a film screening and concert. Radio Prague spoke to Opona's Pavla Katnerova.
We got in touch with the group The Tap Tap, whose members are disabled and have experience with prejudice or discrimination, if not racism, of their own. Ester Kočičková will take to the stage to perform her Aryan folk song, which has the chorus, "Thank goodness they always serve us blondes." Another guest will be the singer Tonia Graves with a new version of Michael Jackson's Black or White. And last but not least, there will be performances by Jarda Svoboda from Trabant and Markéta Krausová from Láska Vole, who will sing songs about prejudices which we live with. Xindl X will also perform material.
Odpověď na písničku kapely Láska Vole, kdybych já byla mrcha.
Also in Wednesday's program are two screenings of The Last Flight of Peter Gynt. The story of a remarkable Czechoslovak Jewish boy who died in the Holocaust, whose story has become known to millions. Pavla Kantnerová again.
Petr Gynt was a very talented young man. At 14, he had completed many pictures and paintings and wrote stories and several novels reflecting life under the Nazis. In 2003, his story became more widely known when Israel's first astronaut took one of his drawings with him to space aboard the space shuttle. Upon return, the shuttle, the Columbia, suffered disaster and was destroyed. All those aboard and, of course, the picture were lost. It also happened on what would have been Petr Gynt's 75th birthday. The story led to his diaries being rediscovered, and as a result, this film was made.
Florida and Wake Forest University natočili ten film.
So if you're interested in either the screening or the concert at Lucerna on Wednesday, you can find more information at oponaops.eu.
My thanks to Jan Wellinger for that report.